In this week's episode of the Working With podcast, I answer a question about organizing either by project or areas of focus. Hello and welcome to episode 50 of my Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development, and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. Yes, indeed, we've reached number 50 in this podcast, and I want to thank all of you wonderful people for sending in your questions over the year we've been running, and to thank you all for making this podcast such a success. So thank you very, very much. Before we get into this week's question, though, I'd like to let you know that last Friday I launched a brand new course, From Disorganized to Productivity Mastery in 3 Days. It's a course I have been planning for around 6 months now and came about because so many people have asked me about how to get themselves more productive. But more importantly, I created this course because life is not just about work. Life is about having fun, experiencing amazing events and visiting fantastic places and spending quality time with the people you love and care about. Work is just one part of our lives, and it should never be the dominating part of our lives. So check out the details of the course. There's a link in the show notes, and I'd love to see you in this brand new course. Okay, on to this week's question. And that means it's time for me now to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Daniel. Daniel asks, Carl, I recently saw your Todoist YouTube episode on the difference between projects and areas of focus. Could you tell me how you distinguish between the two ways of organizing your to-do list?
Thank you, Daniel, for that question. And yes, I would be delighted to share how I organize my to-dos between projects and areas of focus. Now, firstly, I should explain the difference between a project and an area of focus. Traditionally, if you are following the GTD methodology for your productivity system, you would organize your tasks into projects. Now, projects act as a placeholder for your tasks. You group them together by their connecting project. For example, if you're planning a weekend trip with your family, the trip would become a project and the tasks you need to complete to organize the trip would be held inside that project. An area of focus is a way to organize your tasks by the different roles you have. For instance, you may have a role as a parent, so you would have an area of focus called parent. And any task related to your children would be placed inside your parent area of focus. Likewise, if you are a manager at work, you would have an area of focus called manager or management. And any task related to your role as a manager would be placed inside that area of focus. Now, projects are quite simple to understand. However, projects can become a problem when you have too many. The problem I have found here is actually because of how the GTD book defines a project. According to David Allen, the author of Getting Things Done, any task that requires more than one step is a project. This means that making an appointment to have your car serviced becomes a project. You need to decide where to take your car for the service, research, then find the number to make the appointment, and then take the car in. That's at least 3 tasks. That's a project. But in our normal day-to-day life, booking our car in for a service really only needs our attention on one task, book car in for service. Sure, you will still need to find the number, but that would only take a few minutes, and calling the service centre is probably just a 2-minute task. The whole project could very easily be completed in less than 5 minutes. Outside the normal 2-minute rule, any task that would take 2 minutes or less to complete, do it now. A project like that on its own is not really the problem. The problem is when you have 50 or 60 projects like that. That's when your project list becomes overwhelming and you start to miss deadlines and miss important tasks when they are due to be done. Not a good situation for a productive person such as yourself. Now, if you organized your tasks by areas of focus, the same task, take car in for service, would come under your area of focus, maintenance. Inside that area, you would just add the task, get car serviced, or take car in for service. You have a lot less decisions to make and you will not be tempted to break down a simple task like getting your car serviced into too many steps. Now, I will confess, this year, when I have done my 3-monthly systems review, when I review my system every 3 months and ask the question, how can I do this better? I have returned to the question of whether to go all in on areas of focus or stick with my hybrid system of projects and areas. I'm still using a hybrid system, but my projects list has reduced a lot this year. I found that almost all the tasks I collect each day can fall under an area of focus. My writing assignments for Lifehack, for example, have 3 tasks associated with each one. Plan out article, write article, and edit article. I follow the same set of 3 tasks for my own blog and any guest posts I write. Plan, write, edit. So any article I write now are placed in my writer area of focus. All I do is write out 3 tasks, plan, Lifehack, article, write, Lifehack, article, and edit, Lifehack, article, and drop them in my writing area of focus. I don't need to create a separate project now for these writing assignments, and that saves a lot of time. I suspect when I do my big review at the end of the year, I will move more of my projects into areas of focus. There are a few exceptions to this though. Each year I write a book. For me, writing a book is a big project that is going to take up much of the year. There's research to do, there's writing, the first draft, and of course there's the editing, cover design, and publishing to take care of. There are a lot of individual tasks that would be very hard to remember and would clutter up my writing area of focus. So the book I am writing becomes a standalone project. Another task I would consider as a project is buying a car. Now, I am planning on buying a car in the near future. Now, at the moment, my wife is studying her master's degree and we don't need a car just yet. When she finishes her master's degree, we will need a car. So I created an individual project for the purchasing of the car. Like writing a book, there are a lot of tasks associated with buying a car. There's researching the kind of car we want to buy, type of engine, colour, where to buy from, insurance arrangements, and so on. This to me is a genuine project, and to put all those tasks inside an area of focus would likely cause a lot of confusion. Let me give you a real life scenario I've used for the last 2 years on how I use a hybrid system of projects and areas of focus. I have an area of focus called online courses. Inside that area, I keep tasks associated with the maintenance of my learning center, where I have all my courses, and any marketing campaign tasks. Each year, I will launch a number of new courses as well as update some existing courses. The course I launched last week, From Disorganized to Productivity Mastery in 3 days, started life out as an idea in Evernote about 6 to 8 months ago. Up until the end of August, that course remained in Evernote with a corresponding task in my online course area of focus that said, continue developing From Disorganized to Productivity Mastery. In Evernote, I added the ideas, created a lesson list and an outline. At the end of August, the course became a standalone project in Todoist. All the tasks I needed to complete in order to get the course recorded, edited, and published were kept inside that project. Slides needed creating, the course description needed writing, and the marketing campaign needed organizing. There are a lot of individual tasks associated with creating such an online course. In total, it takes around 80 hours of writing, recording, editing, and publishing. Because of the work involved and the number of tasks required, something like creating and publishing an online course will always be a project. Once the course is published, though, the maintenance of the course will be moved over to my online course area of focus. Publishing the course ends the project. When I hit the publish button, send out the emails to the people who ask for more information, that ends the project. So in reality, it is unlikely, I am unlikely to have a system organized solely on projects or areas of focus. A better way for me to organize a system is to use a hybrid system. Big task-intensive projects are better set up as individual projects. It helps you to stay focused on the outcome, and when you do your reviews, you can monitor how you are progressing. Small, low-task projects you'll find are better organized by area of focus. Making an appointment to see your dentist for a checkup, that can be in your health and fitness area of focus. Organizing a weekend trip with your kids can be placed inside your family area of focus, etc. So how do you create your areas of focus? Well, that really does depend on you and your lifestyle. Basic areas of focus lists usually contain things like family, health and fitness, personal development, social and maintenance for your domestic life. For your professional life, an area of focus list may contain things like manager, professional development, staff issues, sales, marketing, etc. It will, of course, depend on the type of work you do. One way to help you decide whether something is a project or an area of focus is through the deadline date. If something has a number of tasks and has what I would describe as a hard deadline, then I would consider that to be a project. If something has a vague deadline, i.e. the deadline is less important or is a bit vague, then I would consider that to be an area of focus. Of course, most areas of focus never end. Our car will always need an annual service. We will always need a medical or dental checkup every 6 months or so. But really, whether something is an area of focus or not will depend entirely on your way of life and the way your brain works. Well, I hope that answers your question, Daniel, and thank you so much for sending it in. If you have a question you would like answering in this show, please send in your question either by email or DMing me on Facebook or Twitter, and I will be very happy to answer your question. All the links are in the show notes. Well, thank you very much for listening to this show, this 50th episode. Don't forget to check out my latest course, From Disorganized to Productivity Mastery in 3 days. I am sure it will be a huge help to you and the way you live your life. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.